All righty. Hey, welcome everybody officially. This is our first conference call of 2022, and it feels great to be back. We took 2 weeks off with Christmas and New Year's, 2 weeks off of doing conference calls, but we do these calls every single Friday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, and it is great to be back doing these calls. It's just something I look forward to every single week, and just a great way to stay connected. I know we got a lot of new partners that are partnering up with Summit Life Group, and so just I encourage you to make these conference calls, you know, something you get on live if you can. You can certainly listen to the replays. You can also check out a lot of past ones on SLG University at our slgteam.com website. So, but just encourage you to stay plugged in. I want to welcome again all the brand new agents. Just really excited. I'm not sure if I've ever been this excited professionally speaking for a new year. I mean, the new year is such an incredible time to just reset, you know, kind of reflect, you know, what went well, what do we learn, and just excited. It's a great time to just start fresh, hit the reset. So if you're coming in, you know, if you didn't hit all your goals in the previous year, hey, that's okay. That's part of the journey, but it's a great time to refresh and let go of some of the baggage and move into 2022. David and I, wasn't even going to talk about this, but David and I, one thing I love to do is every single year, instead of setting New Year's resolutions, and I've just kind of realized for me, I don't love the idea of New Year's resolutions, but what I like to do is find a word that I want to emphasize for the entire year. And so David and I really talked about that, being that we're business partners, and, you know, hey, what's a word that we want to focus on for 2022 personally and professionally. And for David and I, what we decided, the word for us this year, and I've done a lot of different words in different areas, but to this year, the word is winning. And we just said, hey, let's hold on to the idea of winning in 2022. And we feel like 2021 was such an incredible year of, and in so many ways, but also just preparing us for this season of winning. And one of our passions, and the entire reason we started Summit Life Group, is really we just want to help agents win. That's why we do these calls every single week. I mean, we're doing it, we want to do everything we can to help agents win. And so that's our theme for 2022 is winning. And I hope, maybe pick your own word where you feel like you need for yourself, but I hope you'll piggyback on that to say, hey, you know, I want to win in 2022. And winning looks like different things for different people. You know, maybe it's you're trying to get out of a dead-end job. Maybe it's you're trying to pay off some debt. Maybe whatever it is, you're trying to bring a spouse home. I don't know. But, you know, maybe it's learning how to level up in your, you know, in your business and to take it to a different level. But winning is really, we want to help you win and achieve your goals, whatever that looks like. Even if winning for you is just learning how to make an extra $1,000 a month. Hey, that's awesome. If that's what winning is, we want to help you do it. But I didn't mean to go off on that, but that's just something we're excited about for 2022. Hey, I want to give a shout out to Don Clement, the night owl. He threw a hat trick up yesterday, and just getting off to a great start in 2022. I love it because, you know, this week sometimes it's a rebuild week because you're always coming off a lower activity from the previous couple weeks. And so way to go, Don, just coming out strong this week, as well as so many others. I just want to give you a shout out on that hat trick from yesterday. Of course, David Toms putting up 5 apps yesterday as well. But just you know, great start. Obviously, next Saturday, the 15th, we have our first live event, the Summit. And, man, I can't tell you how excited I am just to like so many of you, just to meet in person and just, you know, just the social aspect. But also, you know, really, I think just going back to winning, I think it's going to be an incredible time, especially if you are brand new and you're coming and you're, you know, what a great way to just launch your business. And those of you that have been with us for a while that are coming, I mean, just to help elevate, hopefully we can all sharpen each other and just excited about that. Jason will be reaching out to you and those that are coming and just kind of figuring out, you know, we'll probably some of us get together Friday night for dinner or whatever, and then we have the event on Saturday, so we'll be putting some information out on that. But really excited about the summit next Saturday. It's not too late if you're on this call and you're kind of wondering should you come or not. I'll just tell you, man, I believe we want to do everything we can to make it a great time, but I believe just getting together, I think it's important to be there. If you can be there, I encourage you to do it. Obviously it's not mandatory. You're an independent business owner, you're an independent agent, but I think it'll be a great time. Speaking of Jason, I just want to give a shout out to Jason Schaefer, man. We just appreciate you coming on board to help take our take our business to the next level. We appreciate you buying in. Appreciate everything that you're doing internally. So those of you I know have been, some of you that have been working with Jason, just what an incredible addition he is to the SLG team internally. And so I just want to give a big shout out to Jason. Excited about what he's going to help all of us do to elevate. And we'll be talking a lot about this at the summit next Saturday as well, just ways he can help too. But I just want to just say how grateful we are for you to kind of make the transition to come in-house and work with us. And also, I got to give a shout out to my good buddy, Craig. Man, I appreciate you buying into the vision and where we're going with SLG and partnering with us to help in every way that you are. So, man, just appreciate you. I can't tell you enough, but I want to just give both of those guys a shout out on this call. So, anyway, hey, listen, this is the time of year when everybody I know starts thinking about goal setting. Again, I already mentioned the idea of, we're not talking about New Year's resolutions, our David and I's theme of winning. But, really and truly beyond that, it's really sitting down to say, what do you want to achieve in this year? I think it's a great time. I've always been, a goal setter. I know David's a huge goal setter and writing it down. And so, one of the first things we did, we were talking all through the holidays, but then first thing we did, in the office Monday is let's lay out what do we want to achieve, in 2022. And so we really looked at our yearly goals, breaking that, all the different categories, then breaking it down per month, and then breaking it down per week in terms of what we need to do, what are our action items that we need to do, and then bringing it down to the day. And this is where I appreciate my partner, David Toms, because that's really what it comes down to is we got to have the vision laid out there. We got to know what are we trying to achieve on the year. For some of you, if you're a 100,000 a year producer and you want to figure out how to do 200,000, well, that's great. You can double your production. You can triple your production, but you got to break it down. What do you actually need to do to hit those goals? And so that's what we did for us, for our entire business. And so I'm just so excited. This business is totally predictable. And Dave and I were just laughing. It's incredible how predictable. If you're brand new, I promise you, this business, we can help you. If you tell me how much premium you want to sell, what your income needs to be, we can do it. If you haven't done a kind of a business plan worksheet yet, email support@summitlifegroup.com. Get your business plan together. This business is so predictable, but it all starts with dials. It starts with proper amount of leads, making sure the leads line up, but it really just comes down to the dials. And that's what, Dave and I just learned that early, that the dials are the domino that makes everything work, and your dials have to match your goals. And I'm not gonna go into our whole story, but and we started Summit Life Group back in it's been now over 5 years ago. But when we started with the dream and the vision of selling over the phone, but it was a part-time vision. We were putting this together, learning this whole system, putting everything together. But in 2019. We had an issue. Dave and I lost about $500,000 worth of income from our previous business. And we'll tell our story, but that's where we learned the fact that a lot of agents are mistreated in this business. And then we just said, hey, we're not building that type of a business. And so, bottom line is we realized, we gotta buckle down. We got families, we got mouths to feed. And I told David, I was like, you may look, you may outsell me, I don't know, but one thing is you're gonna have your tongue hanging out, because our attitude is we got to go make some money, and it all started with dials. And that's where Dave and I developed the mindset of always be dialing, and we found out how predictable this business was. We started dialing 3,000 times a week. It was nothing. 6,000 times a month. I'm talking between us, 6,000 each. We were dialing, 300 times a day. We were hitting $6,000 each, $12,000 a month. You break it down between the two of us, we were hitting $3,000. When you break it down by day, we were hitting $600 because we were holding each other accountable. But you know what we figured out? We figured out that we could write, $10,000 a week in premium. And the same thing, as long as we've been doing this business, it's right in line today. If you go and you Jason can attest to this. If you go in our office, you see our big whiteboard, and we were talking about this yesterday. We know exactly what we have to do every single day to hit our goals, because this business is predictable. And I shared it. I shared it in Slack. I showed my week. We started Monday. Dave and I had we wanted to punch our fist through the wall on Monday emotionally, because we knew it. We expected it. We had a lighter. We took more time off during the holidays. I still wrote five levels the week between Christmas and New Year's, but we weren't really working a lot of leads, a lot of dials. So we lost, it's just your pipeline sort of dries up. So Monday was the rebuild day, but we committed to the activity. I don't know when the last time it happened was, but January 2nd, Dave and I both got goose egged. But you know what? It wasn't for lack of activity. I quoted 19 people and dialed 300 times. David did the same thing. And, man, we wanted to just punch her. But you know what we did the next day? We came back the next day and wrote six apps or whatever it was. And we got right back on it. And because that was built. And a lot of my sales from Tuesday were from my Monday dials. But it all comes down to just putting in the dials. And this is why, it may sound like a lot of dials, but the way I looked at it is, man, we look at, if you're making $3 a dial, $4 a dial, right? Once you get good at this business, then just look at it that way. Make the dials. That's really all it comes down to. But what blows my mind is, I don't know what it is about a David Toms or a Greg, Greg Roberts. Greg Roberts is a top producer, and you know why he is? Because he dials. Like, if Greg just, when he can share, what is it, Greg, that you do to make yourself dial so consistently? And Greg is an incredible agent. I mean, he's got so many great skills, but the reason is because he dials consistently. He does the same thing. And that's why Greg writes, eight apps a week, nine apps a week, 10 apps a week. It's because he puts in the dials. And what happens in this business is people will sometimes, I think about it like a race. Imagine you got Greg out there jogging, you got David out there jogging, kind of maintaining a pace, and somebody will come along and they'll just, sprint for a little bit. Maybe they'll do a day where they dial 200 times and they're running past David or 300, whatever. They run past David, they run past Greg, but then all of a sudden they're sprinting so hard, they get tired, they sit down, they sit for 3 days. Meanwhile, Greg and David, they just keep on jogging and they move ahead. And that's the way this business works. When you look at it on the month, I can tell you, we can look and see the people that dialed over the month. I mean, I can just tell you that the top producers are the people that are making the dials. They're putting in the work. And now again, if you don't want to dial in this business, you can drive, right? Our attitude is we would rather do dials over miles, but if you need to drive, that's fine, but you can't have it both ways. And so really you need to decide, and I know I'm hitting on this because it's everything in this business. What I've seen is, people will work in a call center, even in the life insurance business, they'll work in a call center for $12 an hour with almost no commission, and they'll work all day and be on the phones. I've worked with several people and they get like one 30-minute break. They're on there and they're making no money. But then they come over on the independent side, and for some reason they have a hard time dialing more than 50 times a day. It blows my mind. And so we're looking for the people who we work with are the people that say, hey, I'm gonna dial because I've got a big dream, right? I'm not dialing for $12 an hour. I'm dialing because I want to make a bunch of money. I want to have my freedom. And that was David and I when we lost our income, and we knew this business worked. I said, look, I'll dial 1,000 times a day to not go back to a stinking job, or we weren't in a job. I was like, I ain't going to no job. I'm just not doing it. I'm gonna have my freedom. And that was just me. I'm not. If somebody's in a dead end job and they want to get out of it, you dial your way out of it, right? I mean, that's what you do. So anyway, David, I didn't mean to go off on several tangents, but I just wanted to hit on it because, guys, whatever your dreams are, whatever you want this year, let's tie it to the dials. That's all you got to do in this business is break it down to if you want to make $200,000 a year, let's show you what you need to do. Let's show you how many dials that you need to make to hit that goal, and then let's just get out there and get it done. But anyway, David, I'm ranting. I'm going to turn the call over to you because I'm fired up and let you take it away.
I mean, you knocked it out the park, as you always do, and I kind of want to piggyback off what you said. You know, the new year, it's always one of my favorite times of the year because, like you mentioned before, it's where you reflect on, you know, the hard work you put in the previous year, and then you also look at what did you gain? How did you grow? What can you improve on? And it's always one of my favorite times of the year. Yesterday, well, I'll kind of go back to Monday, like, you know, the pipeline. This business is predictable, but there's also times when you delay activity that you have to rebuild, like Rich mentioned. You know, for example, you know, I went 30 straight quotes without a sale this week to start my week. However, because of all of that activity, you know, I've started reaping the benefit because we say it over and over again, your production will always follow your activity as long as you remain consistent. So that always holds true. And it happened again this week. I started my week a little bit slower in terms of production, but my activity was high. So I knew by the end of the week, it would average itself out, which it most certainly has. So it's all about your focus and your commitment, and it starts with the first domino, and that's the dial. Now, one of the things I really want to touch on is, like Rich said, is, you know, the beginning of the year, set goals. It's so important to set goals. Now, I'm not going to tell you to set it, but for me and Rich and any high achiever, there's a common theme because success will always leave clues. It's always about the goals. But one of the first thing it starts with is, why do you even want to do it? What's motivating you to achieve that goal? There has to be something that you're tied to emotionally that's causing you to want to achieve at a higher level. And let me give you an example. Yesterday, one of my closest friends is a football coach at Michigan University, and they recently lost to Georgia last week in the playoff. And going up into the tournament or to the playoff, you know, I was speaking with him, and he was mentioning how hard they were working. You know, every day, working, no time, no rest, just very tired. And this guy, my friend, he had a really tough year. Lost his dad, his sister going through a difficult time in her marriage. And it put things in perspective for me. And yesterday when I was talking to him, you know, he's 39 years old, single. He's been running the treadmill of trying to get a break in college football. I mean, he's a coach at Michigan, which is great. But his goal is to be in the NFL. And he said, you know, Dave, college is this league is so difficult because it never stops. And I want to share a story with you because he's in a crossroads of where he wants to go. And he said, before the season started, one of the major donors, who's a billionaire real estate person up in Michigan, invited the coaching staff of Michigan to his lake house. And he said he sat him down, overlooking this lake and beautiful, and the donor kind of got teary-eyed. And he said, let me tell you something. You need to understand what your dream is because there's a lot of avenues and there's a lot of vehicles to be successful in this world. I'm a very, very successful person, but it came at the expense of building relationships with my family for a long time because my priorities were not aligned. So I'm doing my best right now to make up for all the time that I lost. But I can't get the little league games back. I can't get the birthdays back. I can't get the vacations back. So the thing that I'm telling you is work to be a leader, but understand with crystal clear certainty why you're wanting to do what you want to do. Each profession has different sacrifices that you have to make. And understand what those sacrifices are. There is a season to really put your head down and work as hard as you can, and you miss things. But life isn't about missing things for 20 years. So his challenge to the coaching staff was understand the purpose Don't chase a paycheck. But you understand what kind of life do you want to have, and then absolutely give everything you can to achieve that. But understand that family is one of the most important things in life. So understand your why. And yesterday when I was talking to my friend, he was really going over that, and it really struck. Hey, it puts things in perspective. You know, everybody has their own issues going on, but this business, it's the whole reason that we started it. Absolutely, you have to work hard. 100%, you got to be committed and be consistent. But let me tell you, you know, I coach my little league teams for my son. You know, I go to their school events. I'll take them to get a haircut. I drop them off at school. I tuck them in at bed at night. You know, but there are certain things that we have to miss. But the reason that we do the business, the whole reason Rich and I started is because of the number one thing of lifestyle. We want freedom and time back. So this year when I was setting up my goals and, you know, I said, you know, why do I want to achieve this goal? Financial goals, production goals, helping other people win as the number one priority goal. How do we get to that point? What are the things I have to give up? What are the things I have to sacrifice? What are the things I have to change to reach my ultimate goal of freedom? Because my time is the number one priority for me because I want to be there for my family, but also I want to be an example of, hey, I'm going to get out there and get it. I'll never forget the day that Rich told me, and he's telling the truth when he said, hey, you might sell more than me, but you're never going to outwork me. And that's the truth. I've never met somebody who works harder than Rich. I mean, he's up at, you know, I don't know when he's not up working, but he also makes time for his family. He prioritizes. And that's what this business is all about. Understanding first, why do you want to achieve what you want to achieve? Success is different for everybody. Understand what you want your success to be. Know what your goal is with crystal clear clarity. Not I want to be financially free. What is financially free? You know, how much money is that? Put a number on it. Then you create, okay, what do I have to do to achieve it? You create the activity that it takes. And then what you do is you make a commitment to yourself. Sign a contract, 30-day, 60-day, 90-day. Evaluate after each month, each 2 months, each quarter. How are you doing? You know, failure leads to learning. If you evaluate yourself, you know, failing's the greatest teacher. You know, when someone tells me no at the beginning of a call, I'm not interested, to be perfectly frank, that's an indicator that they want to buy. You know, because I understand that I got to get through a little bit of a pushback. I got to get through a smoke screen. But I understand my goal is to help that individual. They made the request for a reason. And I'm going to work as hard as I can to hit the activity I need to first help these people, two, provide my family the income that they need, three, to create a system that we can share and duplicate with other people that say, hey, you can do whatever you want to do as long as you're willing to put in the work, make the commitment, and stay consistent to be there. So the beginning of the year, we challenge you, set a goal, create your targets and activities to achieve that goal. And then just stay focused. Understand you're going to have victories, you're going to have failures, but the only way you lose is if you give up. Never quit. Never, never quit. And it starts, and I'll tell you this, you know, if you're on the fence about coming to the conference, I've never been to a conference that I didn't gain something from. But don't come with a blind eye. Hey, I'm just going to go and just see what happens. Come with a purpose. Come with a reason to be there. I remember going to conferences, even now, I have people that I want to talk to. I have a list of questions and certain things that I want to gain from them. You know, how do you do this? How do you set up your day? What are your goals? Why do you create your goals? Certain things. How do you create a space to dial in? How do you eliminate distractions? All things we've talked about on calls before. But one of the most valuable things in being at a conference is learning from the people who are successful. We all have similar methods, but we each have our own unique twists and personalities that we add to it. So find people that you can gain information from, because this is a community of people helping people succeed. That's why I love it so much. You own this business. We want to help you become as successful as we possibly can. This is a community full of winners and people who are out to create financial freedom for themselves and their family and to paint a picture. A lot of us, you know, whether you're young and no kids, whether you have kids, whether you're grandkids, whatever it may be, you know, you can be the example to your family of, hey, I'm not going to just work the 9-to-5. I might be working one right now, but I'm also doing this as a side hustle to get going. And who knows, maybe it turns into a full-time job for you. This is something that you can sharpen your skill set with, and you can be anything that you want to be and achieve whatever level of success that you want to achieve. You just have to understand, first, what do you want? What is your goal? Why is it that you have that goal? And then you put in the commitment, you put in the activity, and you make the sacrifice, and you just keep pushing. You find a running mate. That's what this community is all about. I wouldn't be able to do it without Rich. We have to, you know, a team, you know, every golfer has his caddy. You can't do something by yourself. You can only go so far. You're limited. You gotta harness the power of community and the power of positive mindset. And that's what this community is all about. So we challenge you, you know, get out there and set big goals for yourself. Understand, why do you have that goal? You know, take a day on a Sunday afternoon and just sit there and write it out. What's the purpose? What do you want? Why are you doing what you're doing? Why do you have these goals? And then get out there and watch your dreams become a reality. You know, at the end of each day, if you say, hey, I put in the work, I put in the effort, well, that's the step to success. You know, work to become better every day. It's 1% better, 1% better. How can I get just a little bit better and I stay consistent? And it starts with, why do you want to do it? And then all you have to do is follow it with action. So that's what we challenge you with. I'm extremely excited about seeing everybody that's coming to the summit next week. It's going to be great. Congratulations to the fast start everybody's had. Greg, as always, Don, Ryan, it's been all. Hey, and the Perkins team, I mean, y'all are knocking it out the park. So keep up the momentum. I'm excited for everybody who's really starting for it to click. Let's have a great start to 2022, and I look forward to seeing everybody next week.
Hey, great stuff, David. And I want to add too, for the conference, if there's anything that you feel we want to really just bring value, we want to help, you know, help everybody elevate. If there's something that would be important to you that you want to see as a topic or covered or whatever, please email support@summitlifegroup.com and just say, hey, please talk about this. Please touch on this. Please spend time on this. Because I feel like we want to try to cover everything, but we may miss something. So if there's something you feel like you need help with, please, and it can be anything, just email that to support@summitlifegroup.com. But, hey, let's finish the week strong and can't wait to see everybody next weekend.